Matt Hawthorne was in Los Angeles when the perfect Southern California image presented itself.
The light was so good, and, you know, I was catching that flare through the palm trees and that kind of stuff. So, you know, I couldn't run home and grab my camera and come back because it would have been gone. So, you know, right then, just bust out that little iPhone.
The picture is part of iShow at the Photos Do Not Bend Gallery in Dallas. Hawthorne is one of 10 photographers who contributed pictures captured with an iPhone. The photographers at the recent opening reception weren't ready to retire their traditional cameras just yet. Smartphone cameras are still limited by their metering systems and by the size of the images they can produce. But exploring the limitations of such a high-tech tool was what drove some of the photographers to participate.
It's like having a pencil and not have like a palette of colors. You use what you have.
Frederick Brodin is a professional who shoots with his iPhone nearly every day. For one of his photos, he took advantage of his iPhone's tendency to over or underexpose.
That light bulb up there, I knew that was going to kind of look like a sunset because it's going to be so blown out. With a regular camera, you might have seen the light bulb.
Photos Do Not Bend owner Bert Finger said the iPhone isn't necessarily the future of photography, but it's a step in the art form's evolution. And Ryan Hartzell, who co-curated the show, says seeing the photos in a gallery is yet another step.
Having them archivally printed and put up just like any other photography would in a proper art show helps bring legitimacy to the iPhone as another tool in the camera bag for artists to make fine art with.
Stephen Becker, KERA News.